Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. The March issue of the Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine is on newsstands now, and in it you'll find an article by Jim Blackburn, an environmental attorney and planner from Houston, who writes about one of his more memorable kayaking experiences along the Texas coast.
We were out on Bolivar Flats in our kayaks, and there were literally thousands of avocets, which are gorgeous black and white birds with sort of a brownish neck and sort of an upturned bill. They're wading birds, probably about 14, 16 inches in height. There were literally thousands of them, and they would sort of just rise and fall in a mass. And just the patterns that these birds made were just incredible to see, and I've just never seen that many avocets in one place.
When you're on a kayak, says Blackburn, you can get closer to nature than you ever thought possible.
Oftentimes take my kayak in the spring to the Rookery Islands to see the large fish-eating birds, the herons, the egrets, you know, going through their breeding rituals and then later in the spring raising their young. And those are really, really nice experiences.
Download a canoeing and kayaking resource guide from the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show, made possible by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, helping to fund the operations and management of more than 50 wildlife management areas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty. We'll be right back.